Milan is a city that puts authority on display and then repeatedly changes what that display means. The collision you're looking at right now is the method, a 4.5-meter marble hand, middle finger raised, planted in front of the stone facade that houses the Italian Stock Exchange. The sculpture is called L-O-V-E, an acronym for Libertà, Odio, Vendetta, Eternità, Liberty, Hatred, Vengeance, Eternity. The artist is Maurizio Cattelan. It was unveiled in 2010 and it was supposed to stay for a week. 2 years later, the city made it permanent. What you see is a hand in white Carrara marble, 4.5 meters tall, reaching 11 meters with its base. All the fingers are severed, as though eroded, except the middle one. One interpretation is that the hand is a Roman salute, the fascist gesture, rendered unrecognizable by the missing fingers. What remains is an obscene gesture aimed at two targets. The rationalist architecture of Palazzo Mezzanotte behind it, a severe monumental style favored by the state, built in 1932 under the fascist regime, and the world of finance the building represents. The sculpture arrived during the Great Recession, and it has been read as a protest against financial elites. Cattelan himself never endorsed that reading explicitly. The palazzo the hand faces was designed by the architect Paolo Mezzanotte. Construction began in 1929 and was delayed repeatedly by the discovery of a Roman theater beneath the site, a first-century structure that could hold 7,000 to 9,000 spectators in a city of 25,000. The theater is gone. What survived is a plaque on the building's side marking where it was. 3 years after construction started, the building was inaugurated. Its travertine facade, a honey-colored limestone, reaches 36 meters. The square itself was shaped in the 20th century to house the financial district. What the sculpture does is force a confrontation. Monumental classical form, obscene contemporary gesture, institutional stone that was built to project one kind of power and now stands opposite a work that refuses to let that projection settle. From here you walk south into the medieval square where civic authority and the trades once organized the city and where the arguments about display continue.